above, you make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near, I just can't sit still a minute. I'm so, oh, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it's true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny, about a certain little lad, although he's very, very bad. He could be oh so good when he wanted to. Bad or good, he understood about love and other things. For every girl in town followed him around just to hold his hand and sing.
Oh, Johnny!
Oh, Johnny, Johnny, how you can love.
Oh, Johnny!
Oh, Johnny, Johnny, heaven up above, way above. You make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near, I just can't sit still another minute.
Oh, Johnny!
Oh, Johnny, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it is true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny, 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 mine. Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it is true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny,
that old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine, the same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine, the same
two songs from the 1940s. That Old Black Magic was sung by Ray Eberly. He used to sing with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. It was introduced in a 1942 motion picture called Star Spangled Rhythm, song written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, That Old Black Magic. Before that, the Andrews Sisters with Vic Schoen's orchestra, Oh Johnny, Oh Johnny. That was a hit for them in 1940, but the song had been written by Abe Ollman and Ed Rose for a 1916 show in New York called Follow Me. Oh, I just love that big band arrangement by Joe Bishop for Woody Herman's orchestra, Woodchopper's Ball.
There could never be a portrait of my love, for nobody could paint a dream. You will never see a portrait of my love, for miracles are never seen. Anyone who sees her soon forgets what's the Mona Lisa it would take? I know a Michelangelo, and he would need the glow of dawn that paints the sky above to try and paint a portrait of my love. Would take, I know, a Michelangelo, and he would need the glow of dawn that paints the sky above to try and paint a portrait of
Butte recordings from different sides of the Atlantic. The first was, of course, from Great Britain, Matt Munro. That recording of Portrait of My Love reached the top of the charts in Australia in 1961. The music was written by Cyril Ornandell, who was born this day in Great Britain. And Let Me Call You Sweetheart, sung by Steve Lawrence, an American recording. That was a popular song in 1962, but it had been written in 1910. Music by Leo Friedman and lyrics by Beth Slater Whitson. And yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of the American lyric writer Beth Slater Whitson. Thank you.
see. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a cotton tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as hollow as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
It's Only a Paper Moon, sung by Peggy Healy with Paul Whiteman's orchestra, written by Harold Arlen, Billy Rose and Yip Harburg in 1932. Yesterday is the anniversary of the birth of the American songwriter Ray Henderson. He wrote the music for the next two songs you'll hear.
Two eyes of blue, but oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen my gal? Turn up nose and a turn down hose, never had another beau. Has anybody seen my gal? Now if you run into 5 foot two covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet your life that it isn't hers. Could she love and could she woo? Could she coo? Has anybody seen my girl? 5 foot two, eyes are blue, but oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen my gal? Now if you run into 5 foot two, covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet your life that it wasn't her. Could she love him? Could she coo? Could she woo? Has anybody seen my
cove when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Oh, eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, no, don't eat meat, no, cut out sweets, whoa. You'll get pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from Len Bernard when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
Up Your Overcoat, sung by Harry Price with the Melbourne band Tabasco in 1999. Button Up Your Overcoat, written by De Silva, Brown and Henderson, a songwriting team from the 1920s particularly. Dean Martin sang 5 Foot Two, Eyes of Blue, written by Ray Henderson, Sam Lewis and Joe Young. It is time for me to play a recording by Anona Wynn. Anona Wynn, born in Sydney in 1904, she studied music at the Sydney Conservatorium, moved to England and enjoyed success on the stage and in radio in the 20s, 30s and 40s. She was made an NBE in 1954. Enjoy this recording of a song by Anona Wynn, my singer of renown for this week.
Make me be your slave for love.
look what you've done.
Now just look what you've done. What did you take me to the flicks for? What did you spend that 2 and 6 for? Look what you've done. Will you look what you've done? What did you buy the Woolworth ring for? What did you tell me I could sing for? Oh, look what you've done, huh? Just look what you've done. What did I have that permanent waiver for? What did you make me misbehave for? Look what you've done.
Look what you've done. Written by Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby, sung by Anona Wynn in that recording made in London in 1933.
Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you passed them around? 100 years from today. Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth green. If you had millions, what would they all mean? 100 years from today. Laugh and sing, make love the thing. Be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun. Shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. No, we won't.
Johnny Ray was accompanied by the orchestra of Jack Parnell in that 1959 recording of 100 Years From Today. It was written back in 1933 for a New York Review, written by Victor Young and Ned Washington.
What care I who makes the laws of a nation? Let those who will take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I who cares for the world's affairs? As long as I can sing its popular songs. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy, happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts who love in vain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues that lifts you out of your seat. If my blues can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, of cotton fields and Mammy's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy, oh, happy. I want to sing a sad refrain of broken hearts who loved in vain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy, oh, oh, oh. Let me croon a low-down blues that lifts you out of your seat. If my blues can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. I want to sing of Dixie's charms, of cotton fields and a Mammy's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy.
Did that sound like Billie Holiday? It was. She sang Night and Day, written by Cole Porter for a 1932 New York show called Gay Divorce. In the show, Night and Day was sung by Fred Astaire, but we heard it by Billie Holiday.
Thank you.
Take the A-Train, written by Billy Strayhorn, played by Duke Ellington's orchestra. And I should have told you, as if you needed to be told, that before Billie Holiday's recording of Night and Day, you heard Let Me Sing and I'm Happy, recorded by Al Jolson.
her call, I'd give my all.
You just heard two splendid recordings of Songs from the Desert Song, the operetta, which was opened in 1926 on Broadway. Music by Sigmund Brungberg, lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II and Otto Habach. The first recording was of the title song, Desert Song, sung by David Gray, and then Donald Smith sang One Alone. Both songs from the Desert Song, both sung by Australian tenors.
You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live neath your spell. Do-do, that voodoo that you do so well. 'Cause you do something to me that nobody else could do. Something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You got the power to hypnotize me. Let me live neath your spell. Do-do, that voodoo that you do so well. 'Cause you do something to me that nobody else can do, that no one else in the world can do.
Frank Sinatra sang Cole Porter's song You Do Something to Me. Porter wrote that for a 1921 show called 50 Million Frenchmen.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas. If I'll be home Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for
Be home for Christmas, sang Bing Crosby with John Scott Trotter's orchestra. Oh, I hope you've enjoyed today's program. Just a little more than 3 weeks to Christmas.